I'd like to welcome everyone out to Commissioner's Court. This is July 31st, regular session. We'll start this morning by me giving an invocation, and after that, we'll have our pledges. Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the opportunity that we all have to be here together. We're thankful for this court and for all those in attendance. We're grateful for this wonderful county and state and country that we live in. And we're especially thankful for those who protect our freedoms, both locally and abroad, and ask thee to bless them, keep their families safe, and help them to return to their families safely. We're thankful for all those who live in this county and serve and work here and pay their taxes. And we are fully aware of the sacrifices that they make, and we ask thee to bless us to make good decisions regarding their money and our budget. We're thankful for our Savior Jesus Christ and his atoning sacrifice, and we humbly say these things in his name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3 is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve the minutes of the second meeting.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those minutes are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Motion to approve payroll changes.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. 3C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Payroll is approved. D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Three E are accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item 3F are auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county tax summary, refund of overpayment or of erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, certificate of liability insurance for Material Resources Incorporated, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to record those documents.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Spencer. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item four, discuss and take action to approve Upshur County 4-H use of courthouse lawn to host the 4-H kickoff on Saturday, September the 8th, 2018, from 9 to 11 a.m.
I move to allow 4-H to use the courthouse lawn from 9 to 11 a.m. on September 8th, 2018.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the use of the courthouse lawn by the Upshur County 4-H for their kickoff. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
You saved him from his spiel, didn't you?
I was going to say, did y'all want to say anything?
Yes, they do. Jacob Foreman is our county council president, and Brenda East is the vice president. Jake East is our treasurer, and they have a little thing.
So we would like to have the kickoff on the square in order to have better visibility because the extension office is moving to Rock Building, which doesn't come back in.
Good idea.
Good idea.
Brenna, 4-H kickoff will help promote the youth. It helps teach kids about all kinds of things in 4-H. Each club will have a booth and we'll have different activities and things for different projects in 4-H. And hopefully, should
it will rain.
Be, yeah. Hopefully it'll be.
It's all going to be on the lawn.
We're wanting to do it on this side toward.
Not out the streets, because that's.
No, we're not closing any streets.
Okay.
How many clubs do you think will be here?
Well, we have 7 charter clubs.
And we're going to do some of the activities, like projects, fishing tournaments. And show people how to do that.
Jake is our online fisherman. They have a D5, District 5 4-H online fishing tournament. So you fish where you are, and you post your pictures to Facebook with a check and stick, and the guy is very particular about the fishing. Mouth has to be closed, it has to be touching the point, everything. Jake's our winner in several categories every year. And so he's gonna have like a little, we're gonna have like those carnival type fishing thing where they can fish. And so, but he's gonna tell everybody to promote the online fishing tournament.
Don't ever take me fishing with you because you'll never catch anything.
I caught at the Texas Sports Center, I caught an alligator gar. There's no pictures because it bit my line fast enough, but everybody in our group saw it. So at least I have that.
When I go, we just have a picnic and feed the worms.
Thank y'all for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Item five is discuss and take action to approve rental of a vehicle by Julie York for travel to the TAE 4-HA State Conference and State 4-H Record Book Judging in San Antonio, August 5 through 10, 2018, and additional rental September 22 through 28, 2018 for the TEA FCS / NEA FCS conferences in San Antonio. And per our travel policy, the court has to approve this, and Julie told us in her email that it would be less expensive to rent a car than pay her mileage.
And you're going to have kids traveling with you?
No.
Oh, no?
Motion to approve rental car.
I'll second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the car rentals by Ms. York. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six is discuss and take action to purchase a commercial grade shredder for the DA's office out of office machines and equipment. He would like $2,000, maximum of $2,000.
Less than $2,000. I make a motion that we approve up to $2,000.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the expenditure of up to $2,000 out of 409 office machines and equipment by the DA's office. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item seven is discuss and take action to purchase chairs for the auditor's office from 409 Furniture and Fixtures.
I looked at what we really need, or assumed we need, was just some sitting chairs, not reclining type chairs, just some. And there's plenty in the hall. Could we not use a couple of those?
We would go without chairs before we want those in our office.
Which ones were they? Which ones do you mean?
The, The ones in the hallway downstairs? Those green, the green ones and the orange ones?
Down here by probation.
Mm-hmm. On both ends, one by the treasurer's office. There's several, four
they're
or five.
They're big and they're bulky, and we frequently move chairs around because of the shredder being right there, and I would...
Are you wanting something other than side chairs?
Well, we recently got, when we rearranged, we had to get a smaller chair for the computer desk in that back room because the bigger one we had wouldn't fit, and I found some cheap rolling chairs for $50 a piece.
Oh, really?
They're not anything that anybody would want to sit and stay a while, which is there okay.
That's what locks are for.
Motion to approve purchase of chairs.
Second.
Up to what dollar amount?
$150.
How many are you needing?
We're going to get two. The two that are there have duct tape on them, and it's starting to peel and get
You need to remember, I think for one of those
chairs,
if you remember.
Pretty gross.
Yes, that was a recycled chair to get.
Yeah. Spencer said 150 max. Is that part?
Is that, you
good
think
for
that'll
motion?
Do for two? Okay.
With motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the expenditure of $150 for chairs in the auditor's office out of 409 furniture and fixtures. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is here from Sheriff Larry Webb concerning the award of the jail commissary bid.
I'm here today to inform the commission report that we're going to stay with Keith Commissary Network LLC. And we'll be signing that contract with today and send that back to this is for the 5-year contract with the commissary.
5 year?
And the court will remember this is the sheriff's responsibility, not the court's.
Right. Okay. This is a courtesy information.
Right. Courtesy information.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Sheriff. Item 9 is discuss and take action to accept road materials donated by the Wynn family for the repair of Orchid Road. Mr. Jordan?
The Wynn family has put in a poultry farm on Orchid Road. They are wanting to donate around 800 yards of crushed rock to repair the road to bring it up to snuff, I would say. They're going to be putting a lot of traffic as far as semi-traffic on the road, so they are willing to donate the materials to do that for the county. I explained to them that I can't necessarily go in and bring the road up to the weight requirements that it needs, so they said that they would gladly donate the material.
What happens in the future when that road deteriorates because of that heavy traffic? Are we going to have to go back and put rock on it, or what are we going to?
Technically, yes. I've got a verbal commitment, but not a written commitment, that if the road starts deteriorating, that they would gladly donate more. But I do not have that in writing.
Don't we do those kind of like we do the oil leases and stuff? We tell them that the road's damaged and send them a bill?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know about what the materials were?
It's going to be around 800 yards at about $19 a yard.
About $15,000.
$16,000. So it'll just be rock? No?
Yes, ma'am. It will be rock. Which currently is dirt.
Hey, that's an upgrade. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it in that orchid? No, that's Don, isn't it?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve and accept the donation of approximately $15,000 in material for Orchid Road from the Wynn family. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10, discuss and take action to purchase 3 new motor graders and 3 new backhoes with lease from First National Bank of Wichita Falls, or in the alternative, execute a new lease for our existing motor graders and backhoes. And Mr. Cobb's here with us. Andy, there is $75,000 proposed in your equipment line item.
Yes, sir.
Something I was thinking about last night is how much is this going to cost this year, in the next budget year.
In the next budget cycle, the proposal for the new equipment is $111,000. Difference being $36,000, which I spoke with Commissioner Burke and Commissioner Spencer about. I will cover that within my budget. I will take the money out of sand and gravel and move it over into that line. And this is kind of budget talk too. I put in for two part-time employees, and I will take that off the table also because I understand the financial strains that the board is under with the new budget. Mr. Cobb informed me a while ago of a new situation that I'll explain.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hello.
What I was talking to Andy about earlier this morning was, you know, we're so far now into the year that we can take possession of this equipment in October, which would effectively make that first payment due in your 2020 budget. So we could eliminate that 2019 budget line item if we take possession of the equipment in October. So I really don't feel like the equipment, even if it was approved today and ordered this afternoon, we might see it sometime mid to late September. So just by holding back on the delivery of it for a few weeks, would press that out to your 2020 budget. So I just kind of wanted to let that in to see if that made any difference or not. But it would eliminate having to set that line item at the 111 for the 2019.
Would that affect how much the payment is by offsetting?
No, because it's still set up the same way.
So by making a payment in 19, it wouldn't help at all?
Yeah, I mean, you could make that payment, Commissioner Burke, if you would like.
We'd just be a year ahead.
Yeah.
That'd be all right.
Well, we can cross that. We'll talk budget, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are the numbers the same as Andy? Are the numbers the same as what we've discussed? Is there any change in those numbers?
No, that would not change the numbers.
So Stuart, can you explain the other, what I understand, I may misunderstand, but so the other alternative is to take the payoff on our current equipment and then execute a new lease and stretch that out?
Yes. We effectively make it 12 months in arrear instead of making that first payment in February part of next year in your 19 budget. We just make it due in October of the 2019 year, which would be your 2020 budget. It really won't impact the bottom line on the equipment, because we still have equity in the equipment.
On the new equipment, how long is the lease?
It would be a three-year lease.
If we execute a new lease for our current equipment, how long would that be?
I think we had that stretched out maybe 5 or 6 years.
And do you remember how big that payment was, Andy?
152.
What we discussed was 3 years.
No, we discussed 3 years on the old equipment to renew the lease for 3 years at 152.
Yeah.
And right there.
3 years at 111 on the new equipment.
That's right.
Yes.
To follow up on the judge's question, though, if we renew the existing equipment, we would still have a payment in 19. Is that right? We would have a payment in 19.
Yes.
Oh, so
that's you would have the final payment, because we wouldn't execute this until next year. So you would have your final payment due in 19, and then we would do the execution.
We crunched a bunch of numbers on this at several times, and one of the factors in this was the discussion of the by continuing the current lease on the old equipment, is the possibility of some maintenance that could come on these backhoes. It could be a problem. So what we did, we factored in, we took a look at from the inception of the equipment we have now, the money we've got invested, down payment, everything. And then we've compared that to how much we would have totally invested to the point of owning either the new equipment or the old equipment at the end. And it looks like it's within $30,000 or $40,000 to go ahead with the new equipment and then not have the maintenance.
I agree. That's what I agree.
So you're on board now?
Well, I wasn't on board, but the more we got to looking at...
We crunched a lot of numbers.
At 3:40 this morning, I got to worrying about it again.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to leave this discussion on then.
So it appears that we're within really $30,000 or $40,000 at the end of three-year terms.
With new stuff and the warranty and the...
And maintenance for it. And maintenance for it.
So is that a motion?
So I would make a motion that we lease 6 new pieces of equipment with the first payment due in
October 2019.
October 2019 budget.
Or did you want to make that payment to get ahead of the curve?
No? Well, that's what they say. I want to make the payment.
Make it. I want to make it. Go ahead and get it out of the way.
Yeah, I like that out of the way.
Rather
just knock it out.
Okay.
We want to pay $111,000 payment in our...
In February?
Yeah. In our 18-19 budget.
Then I
so we're not going to skip a year.
Okay. Then my motion would be that we make the first payment in February of the 18-19 budget.
My second statement.
Madam Auditor, did you follow that?
No, I've not seen anything on this.
So we're going to take delivery of equipment in October, make the first payment on the three-year lease we're going to make it in February of 19. So in the next budget year. All right, Andy?
Does that work right, sir?
Yes, that's great. Since we are going ahead and making the payment in 19, if we can take delivery before October, is that okay?
Yeah, it doesn't impact it. Right now, I think we were showing the example of taking delivery in June. So if we took delivery in September, it would probably lower the payment a little bit.
You're going to have to book it against this year if we take it?
Since it's a capital lease, I don't know that it matters.
Okay. All right. The motion by Commissioner Burkus, seconded by Commissioner Gross, is to purchase 3 new motor graders and 3 new backhoes with lease money from First National Bank of Wichita Falls. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Stuart, do you have a total amount?
Is this?
Not exactly.
It depends on which total you would want. There's several different.
Yeah.
There's several different totals in this thing.
Yeah.
It's your lease total or your final payment total or
total
amount.
$846,000.
Total value
you're
going to spend. I think
it's more than that. Well, you spend $111,000 a year. So $333,000.
I'm sure somebody can explain it after court.
You just want to know what the equipment's worth.
Somebody can explain it after court.
Yeah.
Thank y'all. Item 11 is discuss and take action to repair Pritchett Volunteer Fire Department fundraiser designated parking areas under interlocal agreement.
We need to table that for now. That's in my precinct. Let's just table that.
Let me know if and when you want it back.
Okay.
Item 12, discuss and take action to remove section 6.01 of Article V1.
Six.
Article 6, continuation of coverage of our insurance program relating to a 3-month insurance extension in the event of termination of active employment due to 1, layoff, 2, total disability, and 3, leave of absence, which does not meet FMLA requirements.
We have our broker here with us. Can she discuss that?
Miss.
Okay. So currently, if someone is laid off, if they are terminated, if they are disabled, or if they have a leave of absence that doesn't fall under FMLA, which is Family Medical Leave Act, which means Family Medical Leave Act, they have to have worked here for 12 months, and they have to put in a certain number of hours, 1,250 hours during that time. Then they get a Family Medical Leave Act where you have to present their job for. But if it doesn't fall under that, then right now the county gives that employee, that no longer working employee, 90 days of free coverage. So I've never seen it before, ever, anybody doing it, and it's kind of left over from 25 years ago, maybe. But if an employee is laid off, if they're disabled, if they are on leave, they would still be eligible to go on COBRA, but they would have to pay the COBRA premiums to be on the insurance.
In other words, COBRA would have to kick in immediately instead of 90 days later.
Correct.
I just make a motion that we remove that language within our policy.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burkus, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to remove Section 6.01 of Article 6, continuation of coverage from our plan document. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 13 is discuss and take action on the burn ban. I ordered a burn ban last Thursday. And
I have a comment on that.
Yes, ma'am.
It hadn't rained enough at my house to knock the dust off, so I would like us to continue it for 2 weeks and revisit it next cycle. I mean, if anybody's having a really hard time with their trash, we do offer that service out at Road and Bridge for $12 a trailer load, so.
All right, is that your motion?
That is my motion.
I'll second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to continue the burn ban. Those in favor?
Aye.
For 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. Or August 15th.
Yes.
Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 14 is discuss and take action on proposed budget and tax rate. I posted it this way if there was any general questions about the budget that y'all wanted to ask. I will tell you the real purpose of this item is for you to tell me where you think you're going to want the tax rate about so that I can begin the appropriate notices in the Gilmer Mirror that I'm required to do by law. The effective rate is 0.5885 and would raise $174,000 in excess revenue. Our current rate is 0.5950 and it would raise $284,000 in excess revenue.
How many cat murders do we have coming up?
There will be one that we will have to pay for in the 2020 budget.
Judge, is this before you put any money in contingency?
This would be what would flow into, yes.
Okay.
This is what we.
This what would be in.
Yeah, on my paper I put contingency.
Okay.
I
didn't know if you put $100,000 in there and this one on top of that.
No.
Already. Okay.
No. The budget includes $175,000 for vehicles, which would be a lease payment plus $100,000 to pay down on the next round of 10 vehicles. And it includes $75,000 in the equipment line item for Road and Bridge.
And that's got to come out of one of these funds?
No, that's included. That's baked into those numbers.
Oh, this is after that?
Yes.
Basically, we need about, 3 months operating in contingency?
That's what, TAC recommends.
Yeah.
Do you know what we have in basically reserves right now?
I'm thinking 2.7.
Okay. I didn't vote for a tax increase last year, and I, therefore, based on that, I'd like to see us drop down just a little bit and still maintain a little cushion. I know it's tight, but I'd like to see our tax rate reduced to about.
I'll just throw a motion out here.
Okay.
I'll throw a motion out. I'll move that we set our tax rate at the current effective rate, which would be lower than the current rate.
About a point lower. A penny lower.
That's two words of different.
Yeah, that means two different things.
Yeah.
Do you want the current rate or the effective rate?
I said it would be lower than the current rate, the effective rate.
The effective rate is lower than the current rate.
Yes. I said I move that we set the current tax rate at the effective rate, which is lower than the current rate.
Well, that accomplishes what I want, so I'd second it.
I'm just throwing a motion out. We'll get the ball rolling.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Marquez to set our next year's rate at the effective rate. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
That motion fails. Now, let me explain the reason, one more time. The reason we're here is that if we're going to go above the effective rate, there are a number of notices that I'm required to post in the paper. If I post those and we still want to go with the effective rate, that's fine. We can still adopt the effective rate. But after today, if you say, we're not going above the effective rate, and I don't post those notices, we're done.
Yeah. I'd like a little more time.
Just make it sure.
I'd like a little more time to look at the budget and, before we make a decision to drop it.
So if we make a motion today to accept the current, we can still go effective.
You can still go below.
We can still go below.
But I have to put the quarter page ad in the paper saying the current rate. Okay.
But we can still drop it.
Okay.
Yes, August 30th. 31.
This is basically declaring the intent.
This is the intent of the court. But you don't really adopt the tax rate until you have adopted the budget, because you don't know what you need to support the budget that you adopt.
So it's just declaring the intent to set it at 58.85 cents, and the final will be on the 31st. Am I right?
The intent is to set it at the current rate, 5950.
Oh, okay. I thought he said 5885.
He did. That motion failed.
Oh, okay.
Did you make the motion?
Not yet.
I'll make a motion that we stay at the current rate, or we post the current rate.
Is that paper?
With the option of looking at it.
With the option of dropping it and looking at it.
Okay.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, is to post notice of the tax rate at our current rate. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
It passes 3-1. Now, do y'all want to discuss anything else about the budget, or because you haven't really had much time to look at it yet?
No.
Okay. Our big budget hearing will be on August the 15th. That's the day that all the department heads will have the opportunity to stand up and address the court in detail. So I intend to take a lunch break that day instead of trying to work through lunch until 4 o'clock.
Thank you so much.
So that if we go later, we'll just go later into the evening. But we will take a break that day for lunch. That will be August the 15th. Everyone's invited, and there will be a notice in the paper regarding that.
I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Aye.